Hi, everybody. This is Shel Holtz. And today, an unsolicited press release crossed my desk. I was about to discard it, as I usually do with PR spam, when the headline grabbed my attention. It says, Productivity and Security Red Flags with Facebook Use at Work. This was an independent study by Nucleus Research, and what it claims is to have found that companies that allow access to Facebook lose an average of 1.5% in total employee productivity. It says nearly half of the employees in the study and 77% of those with an account use Facebook during work hours, with some employees using Facebook as much as 2 hours per day at work. 1 in 33 employees use Facebook exclusively while at work. To explore the business of productivity impact on Facebook, Nucleus interviewed 237 randomly selected office workers and found, again, 77% of workers have an account, which I think is fairly consistent when you look at the 250 million active accounts on Facebook. You would think that most of the people in the age group of those who work for a living would have an account. Of those with Facebook accounts, nearly two-thirds access Facebook during working hours. Those who access Facebook at work do so for an average of 15 minutes a day. 87% of those who access Facebook at work couldn't define a clear business reason for doing it. That means 13% did have a business reason for it. And of those who do access Facebook at work, 6% never access anywhere else, meaning that one in every 33 workers build their entire Facebook profile during work, probably because they don't have access to the internet anywhere else, would be my guess. But the reason this cheeses me off is that it goes back to the same old bogus calculations, the assumption that if you're spending any time at work doing non-work-related activities, it is lost productivity. And that's nonsense. Productivity is measured based on output, especially when you look at knowledge workers, those who take work home. I ran a poll on my blog asking how many people, first thing they do when they get up is reach over to the bedside table and grab their BlackBerry or whatever smartphone they use and check their email. This is work-related email, and they're doing this before they even get out of bed. It was 70% answered that way. So, you know, this is fairly typical. I was surprised to see a study like this come out from somebody other than WebSense or Challenger Gray and Christmas, which is where we usually get this nonsense. What they do, WebSense and Challenger Gray and Christmas, is they look at the total number of hours spent on non-work-related surfing, then they assign a dollar value to an hour of work, an average across all salaries, and then multiply that by the number of hours that people are spending on non-work-related online activities, and say that's the amount lost. In this case, with the Nucleus Research study, they're saying that it is the total amount of productivity lost, I suppose, out of an eight-hour workday, but it really doesn't say so. I don't understand how the Labor Department can consistently report that productivity is on the increase with all of this lost productivity, but of course the Labor Department is measuring output and not total number of hours. We have a real case of work-life integration that we're seeing these days. Now, reading this led me to go back to a piece that I found on Reagan's PR Daily. This was a press release about a study by Minneapolis-based Russell Herter and Ethos Business Law, and they found that 51% of executives surveyed said they fear social media could be detrimental to employee productivity. And those who aren't using social media on a corporate basis say non-implementation is due to employee productivity. That's 37%. And yet 8 in 10 say that social media can enhance relationships with clients and customers and build brand reputation. They also noted that 40% of companies technically block their employees from accessing social media at work, which I think is a damaging thing to do in terms of building trust and engagement, but it's also a matter of not allowing your employees out there to evangelize the organization, find possible new recruits, and do all of those gray area things that happen when employees are engaged socially. So I found these studies a little distressing. Hope you do too, and I encourage you to visit www.stopblocking.org.